Okay, I want to talk to you about something else. And maybe this is very timely, considering what's been going on with the miracles and all. You ever go and get a key made? Where you go? You like to a hardware store? I go to Ace Hardware down on Harrison Street, get my keys made. And when you go in with a key, you usually take out your key, and you know, you give the guy the key, and he takes the key and he goes to his rack. He has all these keys hanging up, all these unmade keys, master keys, and he tries to match up your key with one of his that'll kind of fit, you know. Wants to make it exactly the same, but it doesn't always work that way. You know, I've had car keys that didn't look the same, but they all seem to work. So he takes the two keys and he gets them as close as possible to a match, and he puts them on a machine and he goes, zzz, zip, zip, and then he holds them up and he checks them out and you pay him. And you're praying that when you get to where your lock is, that it's going to work. He wants to make that key identical to the key that you had. Otherwise, what will happen to that key? It won't work. We need to conform to Yeshua. John 1:18 says, "No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten God who is in the bosom of the Father, he has explained him." So when they look at you, they should see Yeshua. There should be immediate intimacy, friendship, and affection. There is no hate or anger in him. Guess what? Only love. There is no hate or anger in Yeshua. Only love. In fact, he is the object of God's unique love. John 3:35, "The Father loves the Son and has given all things into his hand." What more could you ask for in the Son? And John 5:20, "For the Father loves the Son and shows him all things that he himself is doing." Wow. "And the Father will show him greater works than these, so that you will marvel." God has given him the greatest on-the-job training course anybody's ever had. Did you ever get on-the-job training when you got a new job? I'll bet the guy didn't show you everything. But God is showing his Son every little thing there is. Love, guess what? Love is the most powerful force there is. God is well pleased. We have been drawn into a holy, inseparable union. John 14, I keep reading John here, 8 through 10. Philip said to him, "Lord, show us the Father, and it is enough for us." Jesus said to him, "Have I been so long with you, and yet you have not come to know me, Philip?" What's wrong with Philip? "He who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? He who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own initiative, but the Father abiding in me does his works." John 17, reading from John again, 21 through 23, "That they may all be one, even as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they may also be in us, so that the world may believe that you sent me." Does the world believe you when you talk? "The glory which you have given me, I have given to them, that they may be one just as we are one." You need to be one just as they are one. We need to be one just as they are one. "I in them and you in me, that they may be perfected in unity, so that the world may know that you sent me." The world needs to know that a dot was sent by God. The world needs to know that you are an ambassador of God, that you are God's representative here on earth. You need to conform so that that'll happen. "I in them and you in me, that they may be perfected in unity, so that the world may know that you sent me and loved them, even as you have loved me." You love everybody? Or is there some hate or anger floating around because somebody did something to you. Guess what? We are also predestined. Predestined means you already selected before you were even existing. You were predestined to conform to the image of his character. Romans 2:28, for he is not a Jew who is one outwardly, nor is circumcision that which is outward in the flesh. It happens inwardly to our hearts. Verse 29, but he is a Jew who is one inwardly. And circumcision is that which is of the heart, not by the spirit, not by the letter, and his praise is not from men, but from God. Where's your praise come from? We praise you, Lord. And the Lord says, I praise you. You don't want my praise, do you? No. Right? Circumcise your heart. You know that's in the book of Deuteronomy? 10:16 says, what's it say, brother? Don't be stiff-necked. Don't be stubborn. Don't be stuck up. Don't be a nonconformist, but circumcise your heart. Deuteronomy, huh? That's in the Torah. All right. Now let me tell you about Yeshua, though. You all know that he's love, but there's two things that Yeshua has. He has two aspects. First off, he's the Lamb of God. And a lamb is harmless, innocent, pure, free, unblemished, humble, and gentle. Man, that's what a lamb is. He just baas his way through the day. That was for Jackie. That wasn't for Jackie. Okay. But Yeshua is also the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He is intensely ferocious, warlike. He is in deep opposition to sin. Do you think Yeshua likes sin? No. He's not casual about it like we are. In fact, he hates sin. Jesus, Yeshua, hates sin. 1 John 3:8, the one who practices sin is of the devil. For the devil has sinned from the beginning. The Son of God appeared for this purpose, to destroy the works of the devil. And what is the works of the devil? Sin. In fact, Proverbs 8:13 says, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Pride and arrogance and the evil way and the perverted mouth, I hate. Be bold. You got to be bold. And when you're bold, you can watch the wicked flee. They'll run away from you. An overcomer is one who finishes the fight and prevails. You want to be an overcomer? Richard Wurmbrand wrote a book called The Overcomers, didn't he? Yeah, probably on your table. I don't know. Revelation 5:5, and one of the elders said to me, stop weeping. Behold, hine, the Lion that is from the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has overcome so as to open the book and its seven seals. You want that book open? Yeshua is going to open that book and its seven seals. No one is worthy to open the scroll, but the root of David has prevailed. Amen? Guess what lion-like means? It means finish the fight and win. Ain't no losers here. We, each of us, is forged. We are forged, we are hammered, and we are fashioned into a lamb and a lion character. We are to be meek and humble while standing our ground, pointing out what is deficient and what needs correction. Don't just stand there and say, we're just going to take that in. Be bold. Turn over the table. I will do that, but those things are on it. As an example, boy, I should have had another table here. We are to be living examples of Yeshua. Yeah. Watch me do this, now you do it. That's on-the-job training. Do you know that in Israel there are two seas? There's up in the north, the Sea of Galilee, the Kinneret, and it receives water, mayim, Hebrew word for water, from Mount Hermon. Mount Hermon has snow on the top of it. And it flows down to the Sea of Galilee by the Jordan River. And the Jordan River, Jordan in Hebrew is Yarden, and it, you know what it means? It means flowing. So that's what the water does in the Jordan River. It flows. It comes down from Mount Hermon and flows down into the Sea of Galilee. And it goes through the Sea of Galilee and flows out in the Jordan River and then down into the next sea, which is called the Dead Sea. One sea has life. It contains mayim, chayim, living water. The other sea is dead and is called the Dead Sea for obvious reasons. It is dead. There is nothing in there. Water does not flow out of the Dead Sea. There is nowhere for it to go. You know what's on the bottom part of the Dead Sea? Desert. Lots and lots and lots of desert. Those of you who want to go to Israel with me in May of next year, we're going to see lots and lots of desert at the bottom of the Dead Sea. Yeah, there is nowhere for it to go. Nothing lives in the Dead Sea. You can't get bitten by a little turtle in the Dead Sea because there ain't no turtles in the Dead Sea. It is dead. Do you have living water in you, or are you just dead? What sea are you? Does the water that flows into you flow back out? When you get stuff, you got to give it away. You can't keep it unless you're able to give it away. God doesn't give you stuff to just say, oh, that's nice, I'm going to file that in my cabinet. No, God doesn't want you to have stuff that way. His purpose is for you to be conformed. Conformity means you are exactly the same. Now, some of us are tall, some of us are short, some of us are skinny, some of us are fat like me. But we all need to conform to the image of Yeshua. You're saved individually, but we as a group have the same exact purpose, same exact thing to do, just as the key copy and the key must be the same or the lock won't open. So too, you must be the same as Yeshua. Yeshua equals salvation. They did a disservice to him when they named him Jesus in the world because his real name, Jesus doesn't mean salvation. Yeshua means salvation in Hebrew. Yeah, that's his name. Guess what? That's what he does. You're supposed to live up to the meaning of your name in Hebrew. My name is Gift. That's what it means. So I'll try to be a gift. I wrap myself in a bow and come home every day, and Dalma says, ooh, a gift. Luke 19, 9 through 10. And Yeshua said to him, today salvation has come to this house because he too is a son of Abraham. Do you know that he's Jewish? Was, is, and will be. He's still Jewish. When he comes back, he's going to live in Jerusalem, not Tulsa, Dallas, or Rome. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. Are you lost? Not anymore. I heard that. Follow me and I will mold you into something. John 20, back to John again. 20, verse 21. Boy, that's a good book, John. You wrote a good book, John. Looking at John. So Yeshua said to them again, Shalom Aleichem, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you. And as I am sent, so are you. 2 Corinthians 3, 17 and 18. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as from the Lord the Spirit. Wow. You're being transformed into something spectacular. You better get a realization of that. You better jump on the wagon and find out what's going on around you and in you and through you and get behind it. Don't stand there and look at the cross. Get behind it. Get on it. But get off of it. We need the wood. There'll be more. I'm going to leave you with this thought, and it's from John 14:9. He who has seen me has seen the Father. Now let me leave this thought with you. Let us say, he who has seen me has seen Yeshua. Remember that. Forever and ever. Amen.